Hare Krishna. Shukadev Prabhu asks a question regarding 10th canto, 8th chapter. And there Dronandara described as having performed austerities to get the Supreme Lord as their son. And they got that benediction for Brahma. They asked those pastimes be such that when conditioned souls hear of them, they become free from material entanglement and attain love for the Lord. So, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that Krishna's pastimes have a special sweetness. So, and a special potency in this regard to liberate others. So his very worthy question is, what is this special potency, and why is there a special potency in Krishna's Bala Leela as opposed to other types? The answer is twofold, as far as I'm thinking right now. One is the context, and the context is that Dronandara want Krishna as their son, as their child. They want to enjoy his childhood pastimes, and they want that to benefit the people of the world. So therefore, naturally, that is considered to be especially potent. It has a particular type of unique potency, and of course unique also in the sense that different than others. So in relationship to what the context of the whole pastime is, then there's a special potency in Krishna's Bala Leela. The other is that, and it's something that I think that everyone can agree on, that Krishna's childhood play, children's behavior is extremely attractive to everyone. Even Hiranyakashipu's heart melted when he saw his son, Lord Nrisimhadev, was also captivated when he saw that Prahlad Maharaj was such a little boy. So it's a natural attraction that people have for children. And that's that. So now here is the Supreme Lord who is playing in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj, who's stealing butter, who's doing all kinds of naughty things, letting the calves out of the pen. So it's something that's extremely attractive and something that everyone can easily relate to. By contrast, for example, take Krishna's Kaishori Leela, Krishna's relationship with the gopis. Now, Srila Prabhupada preferred that devotees not hear so much about Krishna's Rasa Leela pastime and other pastimes with the gopis until they were quite advanced in Krishna consciousness, because that now resembles those type of amorous affairs between teenagers. And for conditioned souls, they're trying to get out of the clutches of sex life, and at the same time here we see that the Supreme Lord is exhibiting a similar conduct. So that becomes, that requires a different level of adhikar or qualification people should chant Hare Krishna, they should perform regulated devotional service, they should purify their hearts, and when they've attained a certain level of spiritual advancement, then under the guidance of the spiritual master, they may be allowed to regularly hear those pastimes. But this isn't the case with Krishna's childhood pastimes. With Krishna's childhood pastimes, from the get-go, you can hear about them, and there's no real risk of misunderstanding, aside from the fact, obviously, that people need to have sufficient faith that here is God, because when you read about those things, you don't sort of think that, well, here this child has been deified for some particular reason, but that the faith is there that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is what I would propose is the answer to Shukadeva Prabhu. I hope it is acceptable, and Hare Krishna.